Redskins now are functioning sort of the way a team is supposed to function. We've seen Daniel Snyder back off, be in more of a background role. Once he brought in Mike Shanahan as the coach, Bruce Allen as the general manager, he has sort of stood to the side, been very supportive of them, let them make the big football decisions, let them plot the course of this team, build the team the way Shanahan wanted to build the team. And we've seen Snyder just sort of, you know, yes, be involved in the conversation, but certainly not making the decisions, not forcing his will of what he wants done. On anything, we're seeing Shanahan and Bruce Allen running the football operations, and it's paying dividends. Now, it didn't seem to be paying dividends at 3-6, but you know, Mike Shanahan would tell you even then that he thought progress was being made, and at this point, it's very obvious that progress is being made with the 7-game winning streak and the playoff appearance that we'll see tomorrow against the Seahawks.
Well, we know that Daniel Snyder grew up in the area. He's a lifelong Redskins fan. He just couldn't seem to keep his hands off the organization. What's changed this year? How did his approach change?
This is not to say that this is the first coach where he's taken this approach. I think we saw it happen with Marty Schottenheimer, where he was contractually obligated. And Marty Schottenheimer had it written into his contract that he had the final say over football decisions. And Dan Snyder took a sort of a similar role then, but we only saw that last one season when Marty Schottenheimer was fired. I think we saw it happen with Joe Gibbs because Joe Gibbs was who he was, the coach of the team that Dan Snyder adored growing up as a local kid. But we had seen it not happen enough where things didn't go well and the team lost, and there were so many big build-ups that didn't pay off that were major disappointments. So I think you saw Dan Snyder get tired of that. You also saw him get tired of the constant criticism he received. You know, he was not viewed in a positive light locally or nationally. So I think it was a combination of those things, the losing and being tired of the criticism. Once he brought in Shanahan, once he brought in Bruce Allen, we've seen things operate and more the way a traditionalist will tell you a football team should operate, with the coach and GM having a great deal of autonomy from the owner being informed of everything that's happening, but not be really being greatly involved in the decision-making process. And as I said, we're seeing it pay off. We're seeing the Redskins playing extremely well right now and going to the playoffs with a real chance to make some noise in this postseason. They're playing as well as anybody in the NFC and perhaps anybody as well in the NFL.